Chief Minister Howard Quayle.
Thank you for coming today. I am accompanied by the Minister of Health and Social Care, who is well known to you all, and Dr. Allenson, the Minister for Education, Sport and Culture. We also have with us Dr. Rosalind Ranson, Medical Director of the Department of Health and Social Care. I'm grateful to the Health Minister for speaking to you this morning and taking you through the details of the island's first confirmed case. We have been reassured that the patient and their family are doing well. I, however, need to inform you that we now have a second case confirmed. Once again, this is an Isle of Man resident who has recently returned to the island from the United Kingdom. I cannot share any further details with you at this stage. This is a difficult moment for the Isle of Man, for all of us. I know this is causing worry for everyone out there. From the start, we have said that it would likely to be a fast-moving process. Whilst we had no confirmed cases on the island, I wanted people to be able to prepare themselves and benefit from those last days of normality before what could be a long period that will be far from normal. Most importantly, as the Minister said this morning, I wanted to give our healthcare professionals the space to ensure we were as ready as possible. I visited the COVID 111 centre and the mobile testing centre this morning. The volume of work people are dealing with there is immense, and I would again like to offer my personal thanks to all of them for the job they are doing under difficult circumstances. The situation has changed. I said that we would make the right decisions at the right times for the island. Now that we have confirmed cases, we need to take the next step to suppress the spread of COVID-19 on our island. I chaired a meeting of the National Strategy Group this morning, and we agreed the following additional measures. We have further strengthened our processes to record full details of all arrivals at sea and airports. This information, alongside the new legal powers, will enable police to deal with anyone who does not respect our self-isolation rules. We will maintain our rules on self-isolation. If you have symptoms, stay at home. If you are arriving on the island, stay at home for 14 days. We know this can pose real challenges for people. We will keep this under review. The fact that we now have two confirmed cases emphasises how important it is that people follow the advice that we have already issued. This advice is reviewed and updated regularly. For the most up-to-date advice, please continue to refer to our website at gov.im/coronavirus. We are strengthening our advice on social distancing. This is the measure that medically is believed to be the most effective. We are now advising people to avoid any places where crowds gather. This does include bars, clubs, restaurants and pubs. We are closing the Villa Marina and the Gaiety Theatre complex. Many of the facilities at the National Sports Centre will now be closed. Some will remain open in a carefully managed way. We are calling on the organisers of all sporting events and the management of all gyms and health centres to immediately consider their position. We are calling on all people who can work from home to do so, and calling on all employers to do everything they can to enable this. We will be doing this increasingly across the public sector. We have already stopped all non-essential visits to publicly run care homes and medical facilities. We are now extending this to include sheltered housing. We would advise facilities in the private sector to do the same. I know that many already are. We are advising against all non-essential travel off-island. People who return will in any case need to self-isolate, and we will review this in 30 days. We will maintain the provision of public transport. Many essential staff rely on the bus network. It is critical that we maintain the ability for them to get to work. We have stepped up our deep cleaning protocols on our buses. With effect from 4 p.m. today, all learning disability day services provided by adult social care have been closed until further notice. With effect from 9 a.m. on Monday the 23rd, all regular learning disability respite care provided at Holydean Unit, Radcliffe Villas, will be suspended. However, the unit will remain open for the purposes of emergency respite only. I know that many of you are waiting for an update on schools. I can tell you that the Minister for Education has been meeting the Teaching Leadership Group this morning, and we are grateful for their positive engagement. As of today, we have decided not to close schools immediately. This is under daily review. In a moment, Dr. Allinson can take you through the details of his discussions and our plans for next steps. These steps will be tough on many. They will, of course, impact on all our lives, but I believe they are the right thing to do. I am convinced that we can get through this. We will only do so by working together. I am calling on everyone on the island to play their part. I will now hand over to Dr. Allinson.
Thank you, Chief Minister. The key priority for our department is the health and well-being of all our pupils, teachers and staff. There has been understandable concern and anxiety about the invisible threat this virus presents. This week, I've been meeting with the head teachers and teacher union representatives to brief them on the facts, listen to their views and experiences, and work together to plan for all possibilities. We are not closing all the schools on our island. Those parents worried about their children who wish to withdraw them from school can do so without any sanction. Those teachers who may be more at risk from the virus due to pregnancy, age or underlying serious medical conditions will be advised to speak to their line managers, avoid direct contact with classes, and if necessary, work from home. Plans are already underway to provide far more education for pupils online and ensure they have access to these resources. Plans are also being drawn up to deal with any immediate staff shortages. In the event that we need to close schools, it is our intention to keep the doors open for the children of key workers who keep our health service, emergency services, and education system running. We will also prioritise those vulnerable children who rely on our schools for meals and support. We will encourage all students due to sit exams to continue studying, consolidate their knowledge, and have already discussed how they will be assessed by the relevant exam boards. This is a challenging time for all our staff and students who share our anxieties about the pandemic. Our teachers have shown their commitment and dedication to this island, and by working together, we can adapt and overcome the challenges today and in the weeks to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. I will now take questions from the media. Tim, would you like to go first?
Good afternoon. Obviously, I think thoughts are with the two people and two cases that we know of, and we obviously wish them all the very best and a speedy and full recovery as soon as possible. Am I right in saying that the airports and the ferry services are continuing as they are at the moment? They remain open. And one idea we had was requisition of hotels to quarantine incoming residents, where they could then be tested in relation to those being open.
Right, well, yes, I can confirm that all airports, obviously the number of flights coming onto the Isle of Man are significantly reducing, but the airport and the seaport are remaining open, but everyone coming there will be met, their records and details taken, and they will be ordered straight home to their property where they will isolate for 14 days. Obviously, if things need to change, We will advise you, but that is the rule at the moment, and they will stay at home for 14 days.
And the second question, and then I'll leave the mic free. We've got a lot of concern coming in from the over 70s, and some of them go on the website and say that it's not been updated. It's saying more information since Monday for the over 70s to come, and they are confused about isolation and about social distancing. So I think on their behalf, could maybe the Health Minister just give that information out again, because it's important that they hear that.
Okay, I'll hand over to David, who can comment on that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tim, for that question. In relation to the over 70s, the advice is quite clear, which is what we are recommending in general is social distancing. So they consider where they go, who they meet with, is it a necessary trip that they need to do? Is it a necessary thing they will need to undertake? In relation to self-isolation, what we have suggested is those in the more vulnerable category that have underlying health conditions, they may decide that for them, the best thing to do is self-isolation. But the general advice is for them to exercise social distancing. The Chief Minister has already announced today various measures that will help with social distancing, and that is what we are advising at this point. That is what it is for the over 70s.
Okay, Paul.
Last night at 9 o'clock, social media went live with the first recorded case here in the Isle of Man. 2 hours later, there was a press release. The social media came down. I'm not clear, and I don't think the public are very clear, what happened last night. Was it driven by social media breaking the news that there was a case, or was it, in fact, just you were very late getting a press release out? And did it actually happen earlier in the day? When did you actually know that that was a live case that is proved positive? And do we have confidence in what you're telling us? I mean, are you being as totally transparent as you possibly can? And I know, David, you are, and that's why I've asked that question, because I think the public deserve to know exactly what happened, and maybe you can add
to that. Okay, well, I'll bring David in to give any further details. But obviously, after we had our press release, a report came back to Nobles Hospital saying that we did have a case. Public Health then contacted the patient to advise them that their report had come back as positive. They then took the decision themselves as an individual to make a posting. We then had to react to that. That was the chain of events. But David, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yes, thank you very much, Chief Minister. I can categorically say we did not know at the time of the press conference yesterday. I was called back into the Cabinet Office at, I think it was about 6:30 yesterday, to be informed that we had the first case. We went out last night. We could have left it to the press conference and my statement this morning. We decided we needed to be open and honest about this and get it out to the Ireland population as early as possible. That is why we went for a press release last night. The individuals concerned, unfortunately, decided to take to social media. Paul, you mentioned about the post getting taken down. The one thing I will categorically say is that was not on the instruction of anyone. That was a decision of the individual to do so. It is unfortunate because, obviously, patient confidentiality we take seriously. We're limited in what we can tell you about the individual cases. But, obviously, there's nothing we can do if individuals decide to go and put that information out themselves.
And just as a side to that one question still...
Is this your second question?
My second question. I better use it wisely. Well, I'll still go with it. I mean, the actual update, not good, was it, on the website? I mean, at 6 o'clock this morning, when it was finally sort of had an update, it was still saying there was no positive cases. You're telling people to go to your website. You're telling us to have confidence in what you're telling the public, and it wasn't showing it. I mean, you're aware of that. I know you...
Well, we had put the information out via press release late at night to every single media outlet on the island. Manx Radio, I think, had it up within minutes of receiving it. The information was out there, as were other news networks as well. Energy was reporting it, 3FM was reporting it very, very quickly.
NTTV was well.
You know, and across the board. So exactly. So the information was there.
And it was the fact that it wasn't on this mega site that we were told to all look at your slash coronas. That's what.
Well, obviously,
saying.
You've got more time on your hands than a lot of people to be going on at that time of night. but what I would state very clearly is we've been open and transparent about this. We got the information out as quickly as we possibly could in a controlled way. because we needed, obviously, with patient confidentiality, to work out what we could tell you guys and what information we could put out to the public. And the crucial thing was that we got it out at the earliest opportunity. We did not wait, as we could have done, to my statement this morning. We decided we wanted to be out there as soon as we knew the news.
Thank you. 3FM next, please.
Leanne Cook from 3FM.
Hello, Leanne.
My question, Chief Minister, is just for anyone, if they know someone who's breaching self-isolation guidelines, who it is exactly that they should get in touch with?
Right. David, from a public health point of view, do you want to comment on that, or is it to the police directly? I would say to the police.
Okay. And my second question then, would it perhaps be something that you consider to set up a hotline like the 111 COVID-19 hotline so police aren't inundated with calls?
Yes, that's something we're looking at, because I know the police have had a lot of calls. Obviously, we had a publicised case this morning where somebody was arrested. That was an unusual case. It wasn't a local person, but we will look into that. So thank you very much for that. Your next question.
Josh Stokes, ITV. A question to you, really, Chief Minister, or the Health Minister, if you want to come in on this. Just an idea on average, how many people are lined up to be tested? Because obviously the numbers you say yesterday were going to go up of how many people would have been tested, but I'm wondering if the numbers are going up of people who now want to be tested and whether you can manage that number.
Okay. David, do you want to
I accompanied the Chief Minister up today to see the testing facility in action and speak to the individuals on the ground who are performing the testing. The testing has been going as planned. There has, as you would expect, on day one of the line been large demand. So they have been triaging people accordingly, and some people have been advised to go up for testing tomorrow rather than today. The crucial thing, as always, is that those individuals self-isolate until the test result comes back. In relation to the testing, can I put on record, just as the Chief Minister did earlier, my thanks to all of the staff, particularly the student nurses that we've had redeployed both at the testing centre and also on the COVID 111 line. They've been doing an absolutely excellent job. I've had a chance to speak to quite a few of them today, and they really, really have pulled out all the stops to make sure this service is running.
Okay, Alex, you're next. Then Dewan and Dudley, you want to come? Sorry. Richard, sorry.
Yeah, Alex Bell, BBC.
Alex.
Hi. Would any of the ministers like to clarify that with the situation with asking people to self-isolate and now legally quite stringently enforcing that with these new penalties, should there not be some more measures in place to ensure that vulnerable people who we're all trying to look out for should be able to self-isolate, so should be able to travel to self-isolation and should be able to get essential goods and services delivered to them while they're there?
Yeah, this is something that Social Security are looking at, to look after vulnerable people, to make sure that if they need to self-isolate, then they have everything, all the support that we can give as a community.
Okay, another question. Sorry, yeah. David, were you keen to leap to your feet there?
David, do you want to come back?
Sorry, Chief Minister, just to add to that, we have also been engaging with both community groups and the third sector as well. There's several third sector organisations that have been geared up to help vulnerable people in their home who may be self-isolating. I've got to actually say I've been absolutely amazed with the way our island community has been pulling together with this. We have an absolutely amazing community anyway, but there has been organisations and people coming forward offering huge amounts of help, and it is greatly appreciated.
Just to add to that, as these measures become rightfully more stringent, you're now advising people against gathering at places like pubs and bars.
Yeah.
Do you run the risk, as these measures do become more tight, of simply pushing people to gather, to attend mass gatherings? For example, tonight people might fear that tomorrow they won't legally be allowed to go to pubs and bars, so they'll go, hey boys, let's just go down the Woody for one tonight while we can.
Well, we're asking people to be sensible, comply with social distancing. We have brought these rules. There's a set criteria for when you bring in these rules and regulations. It's in everyone's interest now to comply with the rules. We are saying to people that you should not go to pubs, clubs, restaurants. We're closing down our theatres and our Villa Marina, etc. people need to be sensible about this. We have given advice. We are bringing in rules and regulations that everyone needs to comply with. If they have any concerns about what those rules are or how they should self-isolate, then if they go onto our website, they will see that. Okay. Dewan, I'm only allowing each area two, and you've had yours. So Dewan, you were next for energy, and then Richard from our beloved newspapers.
Thank you, Chief Minister. I know you've got nobody from Treasury here, but I'd like to ask you, you might know the answer. There's a lot of fear in the business community at the moment. They are mindful that DfE are working on aid packages. What discussions have taken place over business rates? Because obviously businesses here are seeing what's happening, the package of measures in the UK, and business rates are a very heavy tax on businesses. Has there been discussions with the various local authorities who collect these rates as to whether there's going to be an abolition of any of these rates going forward this year?
Well, I'm not going to give specific details, June. Obviously, the Treasury Minister and the Minister for Enterprise and their teams have been working non-stop to come up with a package that they will be announcing on Monday to all of you. So that's something that we feel will be very comprehensive, but we've got to give that, wait till that on Monday. Obviously, it's a significant amount of money. We've got to get this right. So you will all be advised and invited to that presentation from the Treasury Minister and the Minister for Enterprise on Monday.
Okay, that was the question I wanted.
Okay, any more? You have? Richard, and my apologies for referring to your illustrious father, who I had the honour of working with.
Yes, I wondered if we can talk about ventilators, maybe the Health Minister or yourself. I know we've said that six ventilators are at hospital, and they don't think there are any plans for any more. I mean, the UK is apparently trying to create another 20,000 of them, and we've certainly had concern that that won't be enough, six ventilators on the island. And as part of that, we've also heard fears, and I hope you can dispel them on the record, that they will be rationed so that the elderly would not get access to the ventilators. So it depends on how old they are.
Okay, David, I think we'll let you answer that one.
Thank you, Chief Minister. In relation to ventilation, and I'll bring Rosalind in a minute to speak a bit more about those that may require it, we are part of NHS supply chain. The UK is undertaking, quite rightly, as you said, Richard, a huge drive. That's not the case that we are not looking to get more. We are engaging with NHS supply because, unlike Jersey and Guernsey that are completely separate, we can use them to help piggyback off what they're doing in the UK. So I just want to allay the fears that we're just saying what we've got is what we've got and we're not looking at other options. I would also like to say we've been contacted by several companies today as well who have arms on Ireland and even off Ireland that have offered help and support for us in that area, and all of those proposals will be looked at.
We are looking at getting more then.
So it is not the case that we're simply saying what we have is what we have and we're not going to prepare for that contingency. We most certainly are.
In terms of rationing for elderly people?
In terms of rationing, we are not in any way at that stage. I would imagine that has come about because in some countries where they most certainly have seen peaks, and I'm sure Rosalind will come in a bit more on this, particularly Italy, there have had to be literally life and death decisions made based on someone's survival factor. We most certainly are not at that stage, and we are doing everything in our power to make sure that we don't end up in that stage. That's why we have announced the package of measures that we have done this week, is to make sure that we put the island in the best position that we possibly can and we don't necessarily go down the same route as other countries. Rosalind, can I invite you in?
Thank you. We are limited on the island for the number of ventilators that we have. So currently there are six, but there are already plans to try and increase that capacity. And at the moment, we have a capacity of 10, but that's with making adjustments and ventilating, still using ventilation, but closing down our elective theatres, which is what we did on Friday afternoon. So there are plans to consider how we're going to meet the demand, and that obviously we're doing a huge amount of work at Nobles to meet what we, you know, the demand from the public. What we really want to emphasise is the importance of the advice, which is self-isolation, social distancing, and washing your hands. It's incredibly important. We have the slight advantage of seeing what's happened across Europe and across the world. only that we can model and anticipate what we are going to encounter. So that is why we're taking it so seriously. And it's a really important message for the public, because actually it's the public that are going to influence the spread of this disease. So it's a virus that we haven't encountered before, and that's why it spreads rapidly. So that is the seriousness of this is related to our limited capacity, because we are an island, we have limited staff. So that is, it's not about necessarily buying in or getting many more ventilators, because actually you need the staff to use those ventilators. So in order to have the staff, you need to keep the staff well. And so that is why we're saying, calling upon the public of the Isle of Man to really assist us in this, because it's so important that, I don't know whether the public must be aware of the steep curve and how easy it is to overwhelm a health system, which is what happened in Italy.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
your second question.
A lot of concern at the moment about people being laid off, redundancies and so on. We've heard of, anecdotally, you know, several dozen, I should think, now already. And one of the problems is that it's okay for someone like me who can work at home, and probably most people here can work at least from home for a bit. But I'm concerned about people like hairdressers, builders, people who have to go out, and now pub workers, perhaps, who are going to have no jobs in a week or so's time. What can you do to help them?
Well, thank you very much for that, Rich, and that has been playing on our minds, obviously, and that's why I've set up a specific team with the Treasury and the Department for Enterprise. They've got a group working on this non-stop as we speak. We're working over the weekend, and we will be bringing you a measure, an announcement of a measure of packages to help with our businesses and our people on Monday.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Now, is there any organisation I've missed who hasn't had their two questions?
Can I take Duan's one? Because we haven't talked about the schools. We haven't talked about the schools, and I think the public...
Well, if Duan would like to ask a question, that's fine on schools. But Alex has given... No, Alex has given an answer. No, Tim, you were asked just to ask two. Tim has given... Dr. Allenson, the Education Minister, has told you what is happening with the schools, and we will be there tomorrow.
It's the social gathering thing.
No.
All we're saying, pubs, everywhere else is closed, but the schools are now the biggest social gathering that we have.
We are taking advice, and you have been told by the doctor what this latest thinking of the schools. We have said if it needs to change, it will be changing daily, and we will give you updates. There's nothing more to add on that.